Texte numéro 58. How individual actions can combat climate change. It is tempting to dismiss personal responsibility for lowering one's carbon footprint. After all, it was BP that popularised the concept in the mid-aughts, telling everyone that it was time to go on a low-carbon diet. The company knew full well how impossible that was, much like its own ambition to go beyond petroleum. Instead, sharply cutting emissions takes changes in business operations, advances in technology, new incentives for financing and muscular government policies, in addition to individual efforts. Not all personal actions are equal. Refusing a plastic bag at a sales counter looks saintly, but it won't do much, especially if one then carries the bagless products onto an aeroplane. Scale matters, as do actual emissions reductions. There are good reasons why airlines offer to offset flight emissions. It makes passengers feel better and fly more. The illusion of progress that comes from performing small, single actions is a cognitive bias that undermines real advancement. For individual actions, however small, to be effective, it is essential that they generate momentum. Consider cycling in cities. Cyclists demanded more and safer bike paths, which in turn led to more cyclists, virtuous cyclists, leading to a virtuous cycle of policy push and pull. Amsterdam, Copenhagen, and other cities famous for having more cycle trips than car trips reached that point because of early cycle activists demanding safer roads. It was a process, and they started the transition away from car-centric street design earlier than others. Paris and other cities are now following suit, prompted in part by COVID-19 and broader thinking about how to use limited public space. Of course, there are misaligned incentives that lead people to maximise living space rather than to optimise it. Everyone from real estate agents and mortgage brokers to divorce lawyers benefit from more square metres. It doesn't help that home size is a public signal and easily visible on Instagram, while a longer commute is private and scarcely broadcast on social media. Ideally, policies could be put in place to make city living more attractive to families, which would lower individual carbon emissions. Time is the essential factor. It is one thing for a government to promise significant carbon cuts by the end of the decade. It is another to realise that today's living and mobility choices lock in emissions for years to come. What is crucial is to find the right balance. Reducing beef consumption is a crucial individual contribution to cutting emissions. Vegetarians, meanwhile, won't cut carbon at scale because of having removed beef from their diet. They will cut carbon because they represent a committed, vocal, core group organising and pushing broader climate policies. Adapted from The Economist, November 2021.